Hello. I just wanted to say thank you to everyone for coming out. But just before we end here, I wanted to take a moment to talk about the squats that are going on right now. I want you to imagine for a moment that you are a homeless person. And you're walking down the street, and it's late at night. And you're cold, maybe you're wet, you're hungry. And you see this old abandoned building. And what is your first reaction to do? Go sleep in it. So you go sleep in it, and for at least a night, you're out of the cold, and you're out of the rain, and you're hidden, and you have shelter. To take that idea one step further, you stay there. You make a home out of it. You live there for years. You find some old couch, you bring it in, bring a bed, and you live there. And that becomes your home. And all of a sudden, one day, you're kicked out of that home. Like a tenant being evicted, except this time you have no rights. And you're back at square one, and you have nothing. And this is the sad reality that squatters have to face. Now, the other perspective of squatting is the movement that's going on across the country, where organizations are coming together and they're seizing housing. I have seen some absolutely insane things with these squats. In my time with the Tenant Action Group, I've participated in a number of them, and I have seen tear gas be shot through windows. I have seen people be charged and jailed, and I've seen people be beaten. And these are not criminals we are talking about. We are talking about good, hardworking people who are dedicated to this cause. Now, when I talk to people about this in passing, you know, I see people and I talk about my stories, and I always hear, what about the landlord? And of course, you know, it's not their place and they have no right to be there. And I do encourage that. It's good to look at all perspectives. But at some point, we have to make a choice. Are we going to feel for the landowner who owns numerous properties and has decided to let a few rot away and do nothing? And are we going to fight for their rights? Or are we going to fight for the person who has nothing at all? It is wrong. It is absolutely wrong and disgusting to let property rot away while our people are dying on the streets. So I encourage you to take a look around and see all the rotting buildings in Belleville and ask yourself, why is it so hard for a low-income person to find an adequate apartment for rent? And why are there so many homeless people when there are so many houses not being used? Thank you.